Jack, I'm also starting to feel self-purge at this time.
Roger, we copy. Apollo 10, Houston, then Roger, go ahead with the fuel cell purge.
Houston, Apollo 10, do you want us to remain in approximately this attitude for the next 2 hours, and where we're going to be picking up the next navigation star horizon marks, over?
Stand by, one down. Apollo 10, Houston, we suggest going back to PTC after the redundant component check is completed. And we'd like to have some words from John as to sun interference in his P-23, over.
He'll talk to you in a minute, over. Houston, Apollo 10.
Go ahead, 10.
Hey, Jack, we're starting to get pretty cold in the cabin since we've got to blank out all the windows here for John to do that tracking, and we'd like to get some sun in his cockpit, over, so how about delaying here for a few minutes to put the sun in one of the windows, over?
Sure, this whole attitude business is at your convenience, Tom.
Houston, on that P-23, I don't think the problem was the interference with the sun. The problem was to try to determine how close to the terminator you could mark stars, wasn't it? So you can relax some of those star selection sighting for no comm.
Stand by, John.
I think that's the purpose of it, was to be able to improve the star selection sighting schedules for the no-comm cases. And I didn't have any problem tracking those close to the terminator. Peace, King.
All right, do we copy? Yeah, John, you're right. Apollo 10 Houston, secondary coolant loop check looks good here, and you can go to reset on your secondary evap, or.
This is Apollo Control, while waiting for a resumption of air to ground, to review the two maneuver pads, or actually one maneuver pad and the entry update. The mid-course correction number 6 is now planned for 176 hours, 49 minutes, 57.28 seconds ground elapsed time. Be a 1.2 foot per second burn using the RCS thrusters. This will adjust the entry corridor to the proper angle. And then following that, the entry information was passed to the crew. Which would bring a splash point at 15 degrees 0.07 minutes south, or actually 15.07 degrees south latitude by 164.68 west longitude. Maximum G's to be pulled during an entry of this type, 6.7. Velocity at entry interface, 36,315 feet per second. Flight path angle at entry, or at 400,000 feet, 6.52 degrees. Range to go to touchdown point after entry, 1,204 nautical miles. Let's rejoin the conversation.
Area pump office will help you out in that cabin temperature somewhere.
Thank you, Jack. What guy cleaned up now?